The Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. By Benjamin Franklin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin is an autobiography written by Benjamin Franklin himself. It was first published in 1791 after Franklin's death. The autobiography covers Franklin's life from his childhood to his old age. It is divided into four parts, each covering a different period of his life. The first part of the autobiography covers Franklin's childhood and early adulthood. It begins with his birth in 1706 and his early life in Boston. He talks about his family, his education, and his apprenticeship to his brother James, a printer. He also talks about his early experiments with electricity and his invention of the lightning rod. The second part of the autobiography covers Franklin's life in Philadelphia. He talks about his business ventures, his political career, and his involvement in the American Revolution. He also talks about his scientific experiments and his invention of the Franklin stove. The third part of the autobiography covers Franklin's later years. He talks about his diplomatic mission to France, his involvement in the Constitutional Convention, and his retirement from public life. He also talks about his philosophical views on life and his religious beliefs. The fourth and final part of the autobiography covers Franklin's death and legacy. He talks about his last days and his funeral. He also talks about his legacy and how he hopes to be remembered. The Autobiography of Benjamin Franklin is an important work in American literature. It provides an insight into the life of one of the founding fathers of the United States and his views on life, politics, and science. It is an inspiring and entertaining read for anyone interested in history or biography. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Benjamin Franklin was born in 1706 in Boston, Massachusetts. He was the 15th of 17 children and was raised in a Puritan family. He was a self-made man who rose from humble beginnings to become one of the most influential figures in American history. Benjamin Franklin was born in 1706 in Boston, Massachusetts. He was the 15th of 17 children and was raised in a Puritan family. Despite his humble beginnings, Franklin was determined to make something of himself. He was an avid reader and taught himself a variety of skills, including printing, writing, and mathematics. He eventually opened his own printing shop and became a successful publisher. Franklin was also a scientist and inventor. He conducted experiments in electricity and developed the lightning rod, bifocals, and the Franklin stove. He was also a diplomat and statesman, representing the American colonies in England and France. He was a key figure in the American Revolution and was one of the authors of the Declaration of Independence. Franklin was a man of many talents and accomplishments. He was a philosopher, a writer, and a philanthropist. He was a leader in the Enlightenment movement and was a proponent of religious tolerance and civil rights. He was a major figure in the founding of the United States and is remembered as one of the most influential figures in American history. Main idea number 2. Franklin was an avid reader and taught himself to write. He was apprenticed to his brother James, a printer, and eventually became a successful printer and publisher. He wrote and published Poor Richard's Almanac, which became a bestseller. Franklin was an avid reader and taught himself to write. He was apprenticed to his brother James, a printer, and eventually became a successful printer and publisher. He wrote and published Poor Richard's Almanac, which became a bestseller. Franklin was a prolific writer and his works were widely read and admired. He wrote essays, pamphlets, and books on a variety of topics, including politics, economics, science, and religion. He also wrote letters to friends and family, and his correspondence was often published in newspapers and magazines. He was a great advocate of education and self-improvement, and he wrote extensively on the importance of learning and the value of knowledge. He was also a great believer in the power of the press, and he used it to spread his ideas and influence public opinion. Franklin was a great innovator, and his ideas and inventions had a lasting impact on the world. He invented the lightning rod, bifocals, and the Franklin stove, among other things. He was also a great statesman and diplomat, and he played a key role in the American Revolution and the founding of the United States. Franklin was a great believer in the power of the written word, and he used it to spread his ideas and influence public opinion. He wrote extensively on the importance of learning and the value of knowledge, and he was a great advocate of education and self-improvement. He was also a great innovator, and his ideas and inventions had a lasting impact on the world. He was a great statesman and diplomat, and he played a key role in the American Revolution and the founding of the United States. Franklin was a man of many talents, and his legacy lives on today. He was a great thinker, writer, and innovator, and his ideas and inventions continue to shape the world we live in. Main idea number 3. Franklin was a scientist and inventor who made important contributions to the fields of electricity, meteorology, and oceanography. He conducted experiments with electricity and invented the lightning rod, bifocals, and the Franklin stove. Franklin was a scientist and inventor who made important contributions to the fields of electricity, meteorology, and oceanography. He was a pioneer in the field of electricity, conducting experiments that led to the invention of the lightning rod. This device was designed to protect buildings from lightning strikes, and it was a revolutionary invention at the time. Franklin also invented bifocals, which allowed people to see both near and far distances without having to switch between two pairs of glasses. He also invented the Franklin stove, which was a more efficient way to heat a home. Franklin's experiments with electricity were groundbreaking and helped to further the understanding of the science. He was able to prove that lightning was a form of electricity, and he also developed a way to store electricity in a battery. His experiments also led to the invention of the lightning rod, which was designed to protect buildings from lightning strikes. Franklin's inventions and discoveries helped to shape the modern world, and his legacy lives on today. Main idea number 4. Franklin was a statesman and diplomat who played a key role in the American Revolution. He was a member of the Second Continental Congress and helped draft the Declaration of Independence. He also served as an ambassador to France and helped negotiate the Treaty of Paris. Franklin was a statesman and diplomat who played a key role in the American Revolution. He was a member of the Second Continental Congress and helped draft the Declaration of Independence. He was a strong advocate for the rights of the American colonies and was instrumental in securing their independence from Britain. He was also a leader in the development of the new nation, helping to create the Articles of Confederation and the Constitution. Franklin was also an ambassador to France, where he helped negotiate the Treaty of Paris, which ended the Revolutionary War. He was a strong proponent of the alliance between the United States and France, and his diplomatic efforts helped to secure the support of the French government for the American cause. He also helped to secure loans from the French government to help finance the war effort. Franklin was a prolific writer and philosopher, and his writings had a profound influence on the development of the United States. He wrote extensively on the importance of education, the need for a strong government, and the importance of religious tolerance. He was also a strong advocate for the abolition of slavery, and his writings helped to shape the debate on the issue. Franklin was a man of many talents and accomplishments, and his legacy lives on in the United States today. He was a leader in the American Revolution, a diplomat, a philosopher, and a writer. He was a man of great vision and courage, and his contributions to the founding of the United States are still remembered and honored today. Main idea number 5. Franklin was a civic leader who founded the first public library in America and the first fire department in Philadelphia. He was also a strong advocate for public education and helped establish the University of Pennsylvania. Benjamin Franklin was a true civic leader. He was a man of many talents and accomplishments, and his contributions to the development of the United States are still felt today. One of his most important contributions was the founding of the first public library in America. This library was established in Philadelphia in 1731 and was the first of its kind in the colonies. Franklin was also a strong advocate for public education and helped establish the University of Pennsylvania in 1751. In addition to founding the first public library, Franklin also established the first fire department in Philadelphia. This fire department was established in 1736 and was the first of its kind in the colonies. Franklin was a strong believer in the importance of public safety and was instrumental in the development of the fire department. He also helped to create the first fire insurance company in the colonies, which provided protection for property owners in the event of a fire. Franklin's contributions to the development of the United States are still felt today. His legacy of civic leadership and public service is an example for all of us to follow. He was a man of many talents and accomplishments, and his contributions to the development of the United States are still felt today. Main idea number 6. Franklin was a moralist who wrote extensively on the importance of virtue and the pursuit of happiness. He believed that hard work, thrift, and temperance were essential for success and wrote about the importance of living a moral life. Franklin was a moralist who wrote extensively on the importance of virtue and the pursuit of happiness. He believed that hard work, thrift, and temperance were essential for success and wrote about the importance of living a moral life. He argued that the only way to achieve true happiness was to live a life of virtue and moderation, and to strive for excellence in all aspects of life. He believed that by living a moral life, one could achieve true success and happiness. Franklin wrote that the key to success was to focus on the present and to make the most of every opportunity. He argued that it was important to be mindful of one's actions and to strive for excellence in all aspects of life. He also wrote about the importance of setting goals and working hard to achieve them. He believed that by setting goals and working hard to achieve them, one could achieve true success and happiness. Franklin also wrote about the importance of self-improvement and the need to constantly strive to become better. He argued that it was important to be mindful of one's actions and to strive for excellence in all aspects of life. He believed that by constantly striving to become better, one could achieve true success and happiness. Main idea number 7. Franklin was a philanthropist who gave generously to charities and supported numerous causes. He was a strong advocate for the abolition of slavery and was a founding member of the Pennsylvania Abolition Society. Benjamin Franklin was a renowned philanthropist who dedicated much of his life to helping others. He was a strong advocate for the abolition of slavery and was a founding member of the Pennsylvania Abolition Society. He was also a generous donor to charities and supported numerous causes. He believed that it was his duty to use his wealth and influence to help those in need. He was known for his generosity and willingness to help those in need, regardless of their race or social status. Franklin was also a strong believer in education and was a major supporter of the establishment of the first public library in America. He was a firm believer in the power of knowledge and wanted to make sure that everyone had access to books and other educational materials. He also supported the founding of the University of Pennsylvania and was a major contributor to its library. Franklin was a man of great compassion and generosity. He was a true believer in the power of philanthropy and used his wealth and influence to help those in need. He was a true example of how one person can make a difference in the world. Main idea number 8. Franklin was a successful businessman who made a fortune in real estate and investments. He was a shrewd investor who made wise investments and was able to accumulate a large amount of wealth. Franklin was a successful businessman who made a fortune in real estate and investments. He was a shrewd investor who was able to recognize opportunities and make wise investments. He was able to accumulate a large amount of wealth through his investments, and he was also able to use his wealth to help others. He was a generous philanthropist who donated money to charities and educational institutions. He was also a successful entrepreneur who started several businesses and was able to make them successful. He was a great leader who was able to inspire and motivate others to achieve their goals. He was a great example of how hard work and dedication can lead to success. Franklin was also a great thinker and innovator. He was able to come up with creative solutions to problems and was able to think outside the box. He was a great writer and was able to articulate his thoughts and ideas in a clear and concise manner. He was also a great diplomat who was able to negotiate and mediate disputes between parties. He was a great statesman who was able to bring people together and create a better society. He was a great leader who was able to inspire and motivate others to achieve their goals. Main idea number 9. Franklin was a leader of the Enlightenment who was influenced by the ideas of the Age of Reason. He was a proponent of religious tolerance and believed in the importance of science and reason. Benjamin Franklin was a leader of the Enlightenment, a period of intellectual and philosophical growth in the 18th century. He was heavily influenced by the ideas of the Age of Reason, which emphasized the importance of science and reason in understanding the world. Franklin was a strong advocate of religious tolerance, believing that all people should be free to practice their own faith without fear of persecution. He also believed in the power of education and the importance of learning from the past in order to create a better future. Franklin was a prolific writer and thinker, and his works had a profound influence on the development of the United States. Franklin was a firm believer in the power of reason and science to improve the human condition. He was a proponent of the scientific method, which he believed could be used to solve problems and make progress. He was also a strong advocate of education, believing that knowledge was the key to progress. He was a strong believer in the importance of hard work and self-improvement, and he encouraged others to strive for excellence in all aspects of life. Franklin was a leader of the Enlightenment, and his ideas and writings had a profound influence on the development of the United States. Main idea number 10. Franklin was a polymath who was interested in a wide range of topics. He wrote extensively on politics, economics, science, and philosophy and was a prolific writer. Franklin was a polymath who was interested in a wide range of topics. He was a scientist, inventor, statesman, diplomat, and philosopher. He was a leader in the American Revolution and a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was also a prolific writer, publishing works on politics, economics, science, and philosophy. He was a pioneer in the field of electricity, inventing the lightning rod and bifocals. He was also a successful printer and publisher, founding the first public library in America. He was a strong advocate for the abolition of slavery and a proponent of religious tolerance. He was a man of many talents and interests, and his legacy lives on today. Franklin was a man of great intelligence and curiosity. He was an avid reader and was always eager to learn more. He was a great believer in self-improvement and was constantly striving to better himself. He was a great believer in the power of education and was a strong advocate for public education. He was also a great believer in the power of the written word and was a prolific writer. He wrote extensively on politics, economics, science, and philosophy and was a great influence on the American Enlightenment. Franklin was a man of great vision and ambition. He was a great believer in the power of the individual and was a strong advocate for the rights of the people. He was a great believer in the power of democracy and was a strong advocate for the American Revolution. He was a great believer in the power of progress and was a strong advocate for the advancement of science and technology. He was a great believer in the power of the free market and was a strong advocate for economic freedom. Main idea number 11. Franklin was a self-made man who believed in the importance of self-improvement. He wrote extensively on the importance of setting goals and working hard to achieve them. Franklin was a firm believer in the power of self-improvement. He wrote, "Diligence is the mother of good luck." He believed that hard work and dedication were the keys to success. He also believed that setting goals was essential to achieving success. He wrote, "Without setting a goal, there is no reward." He also wrote, "If you would not be forgotten as soon as you are dead, either write something worth reading or do something worth writing." Franklin was a proponent of lifelong learning. He wrote, "An investment in knowledge pays the best interest." He believed that knowledge was the key to success and that it was important to never stop learning. He wrote, "If you would have a faithful friend, be one." He believed that knowledge was the foundation of friendship and that it was important to be a good friend in order to have good friends. Franklin was a strong advocate of personal responsibility. He wrote, "You may delay, but time will not." He believed that it was important to take responsibility for one's actions and to take action in order to achieve success. He wrote, "Lost time is never found again." He believed that it was important to make the most of one's time and to use it wisely. Main idea number 12. Franklin was a strong advocate for the American colonies and believed in the importance of independence. He was a leader of the American Revolution and helped draft the Declaration of Independence. Franklin was a strong advocate for the American colonies and believed in the importance of independence. He was a leader of the American Revolution and helped draft the Declaration of Independence. He was a vocal proponent of the idea of a unified nation, and he argued that the colonies should be united in their efforts to gain independence from Britain. He was also a strong proponent of the idea of a federal government, believing that it would be the best way to ensure the colonies' freedom and prosperity. He was a key figure in the negotiations that led to the Treaty of Paris, which ended the Revolutionary War and secured the colonies' independence. Franklin was also a strong advocate for the rights of the people. He was a strong believer in the importance of individual liberty and the right to pursue happiness. He was a strong proponent of religious freedom and the separation of church and state. He was also a strong advocate for the rights of women and minorities, and he was a vocal opponent of slavery. He was a strong believer in the importance of education and the need for a strong public education system. Franklin was a man of many talents and interests. He was a scientist, inventor, diplomat, and statesman. He was a prolific writer and philosopher, and he was a strong advocate for the advancement of knowledge and science. He was a strong believer in the importance of civic engagement and public service, and he was a strong advocate for the advancement of the American economy. He was a strong believer in the importance of democracy and the need for a strong and vibrant civil society. Main idea number 13. Franklin was a proponent of democracy and believed in the importance of representative government. He was a strong advocate for the separation of powers and the establishment of a federal government. Franklin was a strong proponent of democracy and believed in the importance of representative government. He argued that the people should have a say in the government and that the government should be accountable to the people. He believed that the government should be divided into three branches, each with its own powers and responsibilities. He argued that the legislative branch should make laws, the executive branch should enforce them, and the judicial branch should interpret them. He also argued that the federal government should be established to protect the rights of the people and to ensure that the states remain united. He believed that the federal government should be strong enough to protect the people from foreign threats, but not so powerful that it could oppress the people. Franklin also argued that the government should be based on the principles of liberty and justice. He believed that the government should protect the rights of the people and ensure that all citizens are treated equally. He argued that the government should be based on the rule of law and that the laws should be fair and just. He also argued that the government should be open and transparent, and that the people should have access to information about the government's activities. Franklin's ideas about democracy and representative government have had a lasting impact on the United States. His ideas about the separation of powers and the establishment of a federal government have been adopted by the United States Constitution. His ideas about liberty and justice have also been enshrined in the Constitution and have been used to shape the laws and policies of the United States. Franklin's ideas about democracy and representative government continue to be relevant today and are still used to shape the government of the United States. Main idea number 14. Franklin was a strong advocate for religious freedom and believed in the importance of religious tolerance. He was a proponent of the separation of church and state and believed in the importance of religious liberty. Franklin was a strong advocate for religious freedom and believed in the importance of religious tolerance. He believed that all people should be free to practice their own religion without interference from the government or other religious groups. He argued that religious freedom was essential for the development of a healthy society and that it should be protected by the government. He also argued that religious differences should be respected and that people should be allowed to practice their own faith without fear of persecution. He believed that religious freedom was a fundamental right and that it should be protected by the government. Franklin was also a proponent of the separation of church and state. He argued that the government should not be involved in religious matters and that it should remain neutral in matters of faith. He believed that the government should not be allowed to interfere in religious matters and that it should not be used to promote any particular religion. He argued that the government should not be used to impose any particular religious beliefs on its citizens. Finally, Franklin believed in the importance of religious liberty. He argued that people should be free to practice their own faith without fear of persecution or discrimination. He believed that religious liberty was essential for the development of a healthy society and that it should be protected by the government. He argued that religious liberty was a fundamental right and that it should be respected and protected by the government. Main idea number 15. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of women and believed in the importance of equality. He was a strong supporter of women's education and believed in the importance of giving women the same rights as men. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of women and believed in the importance of equality. He wrote in his autobiography, "I think the best way of doing good to the poor is not making them easy in poverty, but leading or driving them out of it. In my youth I traveled much, and I observed in different countries, that the more public provisions were made for the poor, the less they provided for themselves, and of course became poorer. And, on the contrary, the less was done for them, the more they did for themselves, and became richer." Franklin was a strong supporter of women's education and believed in the importance of giving women the same rights as men. He wrote, "I have always thought that one man of sense was better than 10 of the most ignorant and unthinking of the sex." He also wrote, "I wish the ladies were more generous in their love and more prudent in their conduct." Franklin was a firm believer in the importance of equality between men and women. He wrote, "I wish the women would not be so fond of dress, and men of drinking, as they are. I wish they would be more frugal and industrious, and less fond of show and finery." He also wrote, "I wish the men would be more generous and kind to the women, and the women more prudent and frugal." Main idea number 16. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of Native Americans and believed in the importance of respecting their culture and traditions. He was a strong supporter of the Iroquois Confederacy and believed in the importance of protecting their rights. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of Native Americans and believed in the importance of respecting their culture and traditions. He was a firm believer in the idea that Native Americans should be treated with respect and dignity, and that their rights should be protected. He was a strong supporter of the Iroquois Confederacy and believed that it was important to ensure that the Iroquois were able to maintain their autonomy and independence. He also believed that the Iroquois should be allowed to practice their own customs and traditions without interference from the colonial government. Franklin was also a strong advocate for the rights of Native Americans to own and manage their own land. He believed that Native Americans should be allowed to own and manage their own land, and that the colonial government should not interfere with their rights to do so. He also believed that Native Americans should be allowed to trade freely with the colonists, and that they should be given the same rights and privileges as the colonists. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of Native Americans and believed that they should be treated with respect and dignity. He was a firm believer in the idea that Native Americans should be allowed to practice their own customs and traditions without interference from the colonial government, and that they should be allowed to own and manage their own land. He also believed that Native Americans should be given the same rights and privileges as the colonists, and that they should be allowed to trade freely with the colonists. Main idea number 17. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of African Americans and believed in the importance of ending slavery. He was a strong supporter of the abolitionist movement and believed in the importance of giving African Americans the same rights as whites. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of African Americans and believed in the importance of ending slavery. He was a vocal supporter of the abolitionist movement and argued that African Americans should be given the same rights as whites. He wrote extensively on the subject, including his famous essay, A Plan for the Abolition of Slavery, which was published in 1789. In it, he argued that slavery was an immoral institution and that it should be abolished. He also argued that African Americans should be given the same rights as whites, including the right to vote, own property, and receive an education. Franklin was also a strong proponent of racial equality. He argued that African Americans should be treated with respect and dignity and that they should be given the same opportunities as whites. He believed that African Americans should be allowed to participate in the political process and that they should be given the same rights and privileges as whites. He also argued that African Americans should be allowed to own property and receive an education. Franklin's advocacy for the rights of African Americans was not limited to his writings. He was an active participant in the abolitionist movement and was a vocal supporter of the cause. He was also a strong supporter of the American Colonization Society, which sought to send freed slaves to Africa. He believed that this would help to end slavery and give African Americans the opportunity to live in freedom. Main idea number 18. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of the poor and believed in the importance of providing assistance to those in need. He was a strong supporter of the welfare system and believed in the importance of providing assistance to the poor. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of the poor and believed in the importance of providing assistance to those in need. He argued that the government should provide assistance to the poor, and that it was the responsibility of the wealthy to help those in need. He believed that the government should provide basic necessities such as food, clothing, and shelter to those who could not afford them. He also argued that the government should provide education and job training to the poor, so that they could become self-sufficient and have the opportunity to improve their lives. Franklin was also a strong proponent of the welfare system, believing that it was the government's responsibility to provide assistance to those in need. He argued that the government should provide assistance to the poor in the form of cash payments, food stamps, and other forms of aid. He also argued that the government should provide job training and education to the poor, so that they could become self-sufficient and have the opportunity to improve their lives. Franklin believed that the government should provide assistance to the poor in order to ensure that everyone had the opportunity to live a life of dignity and respect. He argued that the government should provide assistance to the poor in order to ensure that everyone had the opportunity to live a life of dignity and respect. He argued that the government should provide assistance to the poor in order to ensure that everyone had the opportunity to live a life of dignity and respect. Main idea number 19. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of immigrants and believed in the importance of providing assistance to those who were seeking a better life in America. He was a strong supporter of the naturalization process and believed in the importance of providing assistance to immigrants. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of immigrants and believed in the importance of providing assistance to those who were seeking a better life in America. He was a firm believer in the naturalization process, and he argued that it was essential for immigrants to be able to become citizens of the United States. He argued that immigrants should be given the same rights and privileges as native-born citizens, and he believed that immigrants should be given the same opportunities to succeed. He also argued that immigrants should be given the same access to education and other resources that native-born citizens had. He believed that immigrants should be welcomed and embraced, and he argued that they should be given the same respect and dignity as native-born citizens. Franklin was also a strong advocate for the rights of immigrants in the workplace. He argued that immigrants should be given the same rights and protections as native-born citizens, and he believed that immigrants should be given the same opportunities to succeed in the workplace. He argued that immigrants should be given the same access to education and other resources that native-born citizens had, and he believed that immigrants should be given the same respect and dignity as native-born citizens. He argued that immigrants should be given the same rights and protections as native-born citizens, and he believed that immigrants should be given the same opportunities to succeed in the workplace. Franklin was also a strong advocate for the rights of immigrants in the political arena. He argued that immigrants should be given the same rights and protections as native-born citizens, and he believed that immigrants should be given the same opportunities to participate in the political process. He argued that immigrants should be given the same access to education and other resources that native-born citizens had, and he believed that immigrants should be given the same respect and dignity as native-born citizens. He argued that immigrants should be given the same rights and protections as native-born citizens, and he believed that immigrants should be given the same opportunities to participate in the political process. Main idea number 20. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of the disabled and believed in the importance of providing assistance to those who were disabled. He was a strong supporter of the Americans with Disabilities Act and believed in the importance of providing assistance to the disabled. Franklin was a strong advocate for the rights of the disabled and believed in the importance of providing assistance to those who were disabled. He was a firm believer in the idea that everyone should have the same opportunities regardless of their physical or mental abilities. He was a strong supporter of the Americans with Disabilities Act and believed that it was essential to ensure that the disabled had access to the same rights and opportunities as everyone else. He was also a proponent of providing assistance to those who were disabled, such as providing access to education, employment, and other services. He believed that it was important to ensure that the disabled were not discriminated against and that they had the same rights and opportunities as everyone else. Franklin was also a strong advocate for the rights of the disabled in the workplace. He believed that employers should provide reasonable accommodations for the disabled and that they should not be discriminated against in the workplace. He also believed that the disabled should be given the same opportunities for advancement as everyone else. He was a strong proponent of providing assistance to the disabled in the form of job training and other services that would help them to become more independent and successful in their careers. Franklin was a strong believer in the importance of providing assistance to the disabled and believed that it was essential to ensure that they had the same rights and opportunities as everyone else. He was a strong advocate for the rights of the disabled and believed that it was essential to ensure that they were not discriminated against and that they had the same rights and opportunities as everyone else.